Postal Service faces an uncertain financial future. To cope with the biggest drop in mail volume in 30 years, the service already has cut more than $500 million from its budget and eliminated thousands of jobs. Still, officials warn more must be done. Richard Strasser is chief financial officer for the Postal Service. He says that while the 5% drop in mail volume may not sound like much, it has a huge effect on the Postal Service's bottom line.
When you're a $70 billion corporation and you lose even 3% of your revenues, that equates to $2 billion. We're supposed to be a break-even organization. We're not supposed to make a profit, but we do need the cash to cover the expenses of the Postal Service.
What has email done to your volume?
Email has been a constant diversion of individual messages and bill payments. Many companies are encouraging consumers to make the transition to electronic bill presentation and payment. It does represent $17 billion in postage to us, and it is an important support for our financial structure across the nation.
And the downturn in the economy meant less direct mail and fewer catalogs.
Absolutely. The largest part of our decline was, in fact, what we call advertising mails. They were down 9% from the year 2000.
You're expecting the volume to improve?
Traditionally, mail volume lags the movement in the economy. So as the economy pulls out of this recession, when that will be, I'm not any more clear than anyone else is, but when the economy pulls out, it will be probably another two quarters before mail volume shows the recovery.
The Postal Service has announced some 10,000 workers are going to be laid off. Does that mean a cut in services?
Actually, it's not a layoff. In the last 15 or 16 months, we've reduced our career employment already over 16,000 people. And we have plans in place for the next 9 or 10 months to shed another 10 to 15,000. But the way we're able to do it is through attrition and efficiencies due to automation and productivity increases.
And it's going to mean longer lines when I go to send a package?
It definitely should not mean that. We definitely want to encourage everyone to have a very satisfying experience at our lobbies.
How much more are you going to have to spend to deal with the possibility of future terrorist threats?
Congress has appropriated $500 million as the special subsidy to ensure the future security of the mail as it relates to detection and sanitization. We had initially estimated that it would cost us $2 to $3 billion, but it's an important first step for the effort.
What about postage rates?
The Postal Service, in early September, filed for rate increases in 2002 with the Postal Rate Commission, which is an independent regulatory commission. If the Rate Commission accepts it and proceeds, the result would be that postage rates would be increased probably late June, early July.
Come June, my 34-cent stamp is going to cost...
Our proposal is 37 cents.
Richard Strasser is Chief Financial Officer for the U.S. Postal Service.